Back on the Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show, our thanks to Best Western Clock Tower Inn, featuring Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Chinook Wireless, and Denny Menhold, Chevy, Hummer, Lady Yellow Jackets with the Alaska Schools at home for a couple of good wins in the GNAC, and the old school team comes back from last year's championship. We'll be back to talk about it right after this timeout on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show. Pat Boland and Coach Sarah Schaub, orthopedic surgeons, Perkins Restaurant, RBC Dane Rauscher, and Steph Alajova will join us later in the segment. The Alaska Schools coach, Anchorage and Fairbanks, talk a little bit about the weekend and a couple of good wins at the conference games at home.
Yeah, we were excited to play at home, so that alone fired us up, and to see the Alaska teams, and we knew that we could beat them since we beat them up at their place. With the hard travel, so we were excited to see them. With Anchorage coming in, they took the second game off of us, and I think we were a little mad after that intermission because we came back and kind of took care of business pretty handedly in game three and game four, and it was really good for us to see us as a team get our confidence back from a tough road weekend the weekend before and go hard. Against Fairbanks on Saturday, we had a slow start, lost the first two games, and I think that same thing happened during that intermission. We really got fired up and came out a whole different team swinging and going hard and took care of business and really controlled the match from there on out. And when it got to that game five, I knew we had a really good shot at it because the weekend before I said, it's hard to win a game five when you're on the road. Well, that was Fairbanks' problem.
Talk about going into that and the mindset either of the coach and the players being down 2-0. Is it just those who have fun and pretend it's 0-0? You can talk about it and say anything you want. How difficult is it and how'd the team do it?
Well, I think the team felt that they were a little slow in those first two games, and so they knew that if we just picked up our speed a little bit, that we were going to be able to take care of business. It was just a matter of getting all six players that are out on the court to pick up their speed at the same time and go hard. And once we did, you start getting that flow and you kind of get into the zone. And I think that's what happened. And we just flowed from there on out.
Anything on Saturday night, down 0-2, and maybe they just wanted to have the extended stay. You had the little celebration of last year's championship and the banner and the team coming back. Those last three games, do you think that played a part or any team's head, or is just the idea of being around the team from last year and the girls hanging around their teammates for the weekend?
Well, I think we definitely, during that intermission, mentioned the fact that we had some of those old teammates out there to show how good of a team we were to them. So, they got fired up and really wanted to win for those players, too, to show them how good of players that they are and to kind of honor them and say thank you for coming back.
You still have a ways to go that we talked about, and after this weekend, Central Washington, Western Washington, nothing but home games in the regular season. Are you happy with your adjustments now we're going through the second half of the season and seeing these teams again? Are you happy with your team's performance, and is it a matter of adjustments then now that both teams have seen each other, at least, for a few matches, and, now it's coming around the second time?
Yeah, after this weekend playing the Alaskas, I think that we learned how good of a team we can be when we're playing well, and we are up to speed, and our passing and our offense is up to speed. So now it's just a matter of staying at that speed for the whole match, and because when we're good, I really believe that we are one of the best teams in this conference, and that we can beat anybody. So we just got to make sure that we can be good consistently from 0-0 game one till we win that match.
As far as the conference goes, is everybody improving? Without mentioning teams and names, are there teams out there struggling, even including yours, where or is everybody adjust and everybody getting better as the season winds down in the regular season?
I do think everyone's getting better, especially the two teams that we're playing this weekend with Central Washington and Western Washington. And I've been watching film on them, and they're picking up their speed. Their serves are looking tougher than when we saw them last time, so we got to be ready and prepared to go into these matches this weekend.
All right, Coach, good luck this weekend, and thanks for the visit.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Schaub and the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show. We'll be back with Steph Alajovo right after this timeout on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
No, nobody. Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody, nobody, nobody.
The best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back to the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show. Our thanks to State Farm Insurance, St. Vincent Healthcare, Stockman Bank, and we're joined by Stephanie Alajova, the powerful setter and server and the junior out of Bulgaria and Navarro College. Steph, talk a little bit about the college volleyball game, and I guess what you're known for is the powerful serve and the big ace. Talk about how you developed that serve. You're so exciting to watch and get the crowd all fired up. You know, not the tallest person, speaking from experience, but a lot of power behind the serve. Talk about how you got to develop your serve.
Well, to tell you the truth, I really don't know how I made my serve. I just love it, I guess. And like I was down two games, I couldn't jump serve because I had some problems with my back, and I really missed it. And whenever coach said now you can jump serve again, I was really fired up to do it. And it's just something that I really love and that I just want to do it. And that's why, I guess, I just put all my power on it, because I just want to do it.
Does the power come from the big swing, or the jump contributes to that, huh?
From the working out.
Alrighty. And talk about this team, I guess, playing in the States. How long have you been over here? I know you've played college volleyball for a while, but I guess talk about coming to Billings, Montana, and any surprises, or have you finally settled in?
Oh, well, I'm still trying to get used to it. It's much different. I used to be in Dallas, in Texas, and it's really different, Texas from Montana. But, I mean, I have the support of my coach and my teammates, so I'm getting used to it. And I love to play volleyball, and that's what I'm doing here. So everything is going really well.
How much different between, can you compare and contrast growing up and playing at home to the States and that volleyball, the style of volleyball, from growing up as a young student and then coming to the United States to play?
Well, I came here at the age of 17, and at the beginning I was really scared, but I mean, that's why I came here, to play and to study, so I have to get over everything. So, and I have my sister's support, that she's here in UNLV, so she helped me, and I did everything. I mean, all the troubles and everything, I just forget about them.
What about studying? What are you studying? Coming to, like you said, to study. It's funny you point out studying and academics and sports. What are you studying here at MSUB, and what about the future for you?
My major is PR and mass communications, and I would like to try to be like something in the sports sphere, like a sport reporter or something, I don't know, like advertising, like for sports goods, maybe, I don't know. But in fact, what I want to do is to play beach volleyball and maybe someday represent Coach Shao, I don't know.
Steph Alajova, the setter and the powerful server, the junior. Talk a little bit about setting and that key to that position. Have you always been in that position and not the easiest? You got to set up the your powerful outside hitters. How much can they contribute to your set? And I guess talk about the key to get a good set and pass.
That's funny. I haven't been always a setter. I used to be a DS, and when I came here in the United States, in fact, this is when I started to be a setter. And sometimes I really get frustrated, and I say, I hate it, I want to hit, because you hit and you take all the points, yeah, she's a great hitter, but setter, nobody will say, yeah, nice ball or whatever. But, I mean, it's good that you touch every second ball, and it's really important position, so that's why when I say I hate it, I say, in fact, that I love it too. So,
Steph Alajova and Sarah Schaub joined us earlier on the Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball show as we wrap it up. And Steph, talk about the different experiences in volleyball and the different coaches. What have you learned from Coach Sarah?
From Coach Sarah, I learned that I need to push hard, and because if I don't, I'll be punished with suicides, like I always do, and the team runs very often because of me, and I feel bad about it, but I'm trying to change that. And also she told me about a lot of techniques and little stuff that I've never thought about it, but when I came here now, I know that they exist, and this really makes me a better player.
What about your teammates? You get to learn, you know, like you said, you've got into the cultural adjustment with Montana and things like that, and different players, Americans and the students are different than maybe the people you grow up with. What about your teammates and how they've kind of helped you along, maybe with the communication gap or stuff you had to struggle with when you first came over?
Well, it's kind of, I don't know, sometimes when I'm talking, because I'm international, I have problems with the communication because they don't understand me and I cannot express myself good. But, I mean, in my previous team, I had two internationals, and probably this was why, like, I could understand them. But, like, now I'm the only one, but, I mean, they're really trying to help me about it. Like, they're really understandable, so I don't feel alone.
Okay, well, I appreciate the visit. Thanks for the visit. Good luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, Sarah Schaub and Steph Alajova with the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show. Our thanks to Huat Mongolian Grill, Jackets & Company, and Juniper Inn. Until next time, this has been the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.